big machlekes. Poiskes maneinu. If you're allowed to take showers in Yontif, first day Yontif, second day Yontif, especially in Eretz Yisrael, it's very hot. So we'll try maybe to go duch the inyan to be mevarer. Hopefully we'll have siyata d'shmaya. When you start to clear about taking a shower in Yontif, there's two sugyas that you have to learn to be ma'ayin in the shayla. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Mem, brings down Osu lirchoitz kol gufoi b'Shabbos b'chamim shehuchmu b'erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to rinse kol gufoi with hot water that was prepared before Shabbos. Kol shekin, if the water was made in Shabbos. The Gemara is a machlekes. L'maisa, this is the achroi aloha ki Rabbi Yehuda, she also lichutz kol gufoi b'Shabbos b'chamim sheuchmu b'erev Shabbos v'kol shekin b'Shabbos, but you allow to b'tzoyne. And this is when Shulchan Aruch Paskin is Simen Shin Chovov, Seif Aleph, you're not allowed to b'chamim sheuchmu b'erev Shabbos. Why? Gzeire, that you will come to prepare the water in Shabbos. Oh, says Gzeire, you didn't prepare in Shabbos. Gzeire. You have Gzeiras. Shege, Gzeire, a guy will go to make hot water in Shabbos. So I think more Gzeire Mishuma Balonim. The Balonim, the people who are in charge and the hot and the water in the mikveh, what they will do is, you know, they needed customers. So they will warm the water at Shabbos, and they will say, Me'erev Shabbos. So Gzeire Mishum HaBalonim, Chazal asked to go in the hot water in Shabbos that was prepared before Shabbos. This aloha is Gipaskin, you're not allowed to. Saiba Merchatzoes means you go in to a place that you go into the water. Swimming pool, a bath. Sai b'shtifa, what we call the shower in our days. Or maybe in the old days, they took a packet of water and they poured it on the person. Maybe shower is more chabul, basically. The poskim have a machlekes, rishonim. If in Yontif you're allowed to, this is in Shabbos. Maim shehuchmu be'erev Yontif. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you're allowed to. There's no gzeire. And the Ramo says, the minig is lehachmir. But if the water was prepared in Yontif, it's awesome. We'll see later why. So the Vav, we know the halacha is chamim sheuchmu b'erev Shabbos, b'Shabbos is also to rinse in them. And kol gufoi, and beyontev is a machleik, is the mechaber is matir, and the ramo asims. Now, another aloche, Rab Kiva Eger brings down, the Mishnah Berurah brings him down, and the isur, if you're not allowed to rinse yourself with hot water that was prepared before Shabbos, he brings down Rab Kiva Eger. Rab Kiva Eger says, במוקרים צער, you're allowed to. שלגוזו על מרחצויס במוקרים צער. Where is the מוקרים שלגוזו על מרחצויס במוקרים צער? Kveger brings down from Tvilas Noshim and Lel Shabbos. Different more mekoyres that במוקרים צער לגוזו. We'll have to see when exactly you could use that Rab Kveger. When you could use that Rab Kveger. Like beyond that we said, you're not allowed to rinse b'mayim shehuchmu b'yontef. So you're not allowed to, even if the marshal, if someone prepared the water for different reasons, the marshal wanted to drink the water, or if it was hucham b'yontef is us. So this is one aloha that we'll get back to it later. The gabi, the showers, and we'll go into the details of this aloha. Before you come to this aloha, all of this is on hot water. Shemaim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to take a shower in Shabbos. Huchmu be'erev Yontif, the Chabbos says, you're allowed to, Ramos says you're not allowed. Aber maim tzoynenim, cold water, midina de gemore, and midina de shulchanoch, you're allowed to take a shower in Shabbos and Yontif. Und as they pass the shulchanoch in Shin Chovov Seif Aleph, that if it's not hot water, you're allowed to take a shower, Shin Chovov. Also, lichot afilu kol eivu veivu levan afilu b'mayim shuvu b'shabbos. V'an b'cham me'ahoir, aber b'cham me'tveriye, v'kitzoch lo'emo b'tzoynenim, shori. You're allowed to. Cold water, you're allowed to. Me'ikar adin, you're allowed to take a cold shower. Shabbos and Yom Tov, Dinin Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Shin Chovav Seif Aleph. The Morgan Avraham brings down, the Mishneh Berurah brings them down, Sifkot Mechof Aleph, Kosvu Apoiskim, Tzamaril, the Noag Hu Shelo Lichotz Klal Banor Bamikve, Shemotzu Ilovu Lidei Schita Sear, Ve'oid ועין עוד כמה טיים המגן אברום. So, the minig was not to rinse, not in a nor, and not in a mikve. It was a minig. The Mishneh Berurah in Hilchos Yontif is mitzayin to this Mishneh Berurah. So it means that it's a minig that the Ma'aril brings down this minig, and we don't rinse, even in cold water. And the Trumas Hadeshen, the Moker is the Trumas Hadeshen. Achshuv lo inoagu lichotz betzoynen. Ve'im kein, zog the Trumas Hadeshen, lo yofe, yofe noagu, it's a nice minig that they don't go to the mikveh in Shabbos. Mishneh Berurah does dan, if someone is makbid and tvilas Ezra, if you're allowed to go, the Levush is machmir, and he says shegam mishemakpid shel litvoil lekeryoi, and he can't say krishma if he doesn't go to the mikveh. Don't go. So why some people go? So some take it out. Why some do? So other they hold that this is not called bichlal lirchoitz. This is mitzvah. Or maybe av dem nish given a mikveh, dem nish given a minek. But again, this is only on cold water. Hot water, we'll see later. Maybe it's not heter at all. We speak now on going into a cold mikveh. We be'etzem asked to go in the Trumas Hadeshen, asked us to go into a cold mikveh in Shabbos and Yom Tov. The nafkamina is, the first you're not allowed to. Now, about the chassidim, different people have different minhagim, we'll get to it. But if someone is not a chassid, I don't mean not misnag like a chassid, but he's not a chassid from birth, not a chassid from home, you have to know, Lel Shavuos, a lot of people want to wake up. A lot of places, the mikvahs, there are signs, not kids, but all the mikvahs are open for the oilam to wake up. I mean, officially, it's for the Kedusha V'tayra. But a lot of people that are not knowing Kedusha V'tayra, every Shabbos go to the mikveh. So Shavuos morning, they want, you know, they eat milchik till 12 o'clock, they learn for an hour, they go to the mikveh for an hour, and then they walk to the kaisel. No choshev guys go to the kaisel. So they learn about these guys. You know, they try to pass the night. So they go for an hour to the mikveh. You have to know that even in a cold mikveh, there's no heter. The heter is for the people that it's their meaning. If we have time, we'll get to it. The meaning of the people that go to the mikveh is what the melam tzchus. But people that don't have a meaning, you have to know, even Shavuos morning, there's no heter. So lefi that, if it's an isur to take, to go and to rinse, even in cold water, l'chura has to be usur to take a shower, a cold shower, in Yom Tov. And like this is the minig in Klal Yisrael, that no one takes a cold shower in Shabbos in Yom Tov. The Igros Moshe brings down as given as a minig, that no one takes. And Shoyna Alochus of Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down that the Chazanish Paskins, you're not allowed to take a shower, a cold shower, in Shabbos V'yantiv. Also, the Minchas Yitzchok, Chelek Vov, brings down, you're not allowed to take a cold shower. Reb Moshe Feinstein, in Igros Moshe Chelek Dalet, Simenai Dalet, Simenai Nei also, brings down. Now, we found in the Gemara a lot of chilukim in between Rechitze and Shtife. Rechitze is that you go into the bath, you go into a swimming pool, and Shtife is like what we call a shower. They took a packet of water and they poured on themselves. Mele, we paskin that Chavim Shehuchmu Be'erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to Ben Rechitze Ben Shtife. But the minig shel Maharal, the minig is, נוהגו שלו לרחוץ כלל בנור או במקווה, שמוצרי לא ולדי שחית עשור, it's two more reasons, חשש טלטול, גזיר מצמשת במים. זאת למוישה, the meaning was not to rinse in the nor and not to rinse in the mikveh. But we never found that someone said there was a meaning not to take a shower. לא ימוצוסי, he never found no one that had such a meaning. Maisa Baruch Hashem, we found the Chazanish. So the whole Shuvah of Moshe stops here. He never found some Chashvah people that do it. We found them. Moshe's Shuvah is going. Vali didn't find no one that does it. So, we'll get in a second. Baruch Hashem, we found the Chazanish. I think he's considered a Chashvah yet. So the Mele, the whole Shuvah of Moshe to say, but no Chashvah people did it. So the Mele, he wants to. We'll get in a second what he wants to. The Maisa, we found the Chazanish. Morgen der Erde Israel, und Chaim Kanievsky gefahren zu Mishen Halochis, und Milchus Yitzchok, der da in Weiz, so, und Chur, der Tshuva von Moshe is not Nagia anymore. But, let me get on the side that is weit on Nagia. He says, the Maisa, we see that everyone is Machmir. Maybe it is a mistake. So, Minig Betoes, is nicht kein Minig. Okay, again, Chaznish is not Betoes, so, aber, sagen Moshe, maybe they had another reason for the minig. Because gzeire ought to showers on weekdays. Forget. The same reason they didn't want to have, they had a minig not to go to the mikveh and Shabbos, a cold water, because you will come to soichet. So they made a very pashtazach. People will take cold showers, then they will take hot showers in Shabbos, and Yontif. And they could be very soon. So maybe the minig is, so maybe it is a choshev minig. So maybe Reb Moshe says, if it's shaloi b'mokim tzar, he's machmir. Aber b'mokim tzar, yesh lo hokel. Mokim tzar, yesh lo hokel. So Reb Moshe b'mokim tzar wants to be makel to take a shower, a cold shower, Yontif and Shabbos. Now, what is the getter of the tzar? Why be mokum tzar? Manushach. Other it's also, other it's muta. What is the seal of Reb Moshe? So first, Reb Chaim Noe says that the minig from the Maharil was only if it's not mokum tzar. Was mokum tzar, they didn't have the minig not to take a cold shower. Some want to say, maybe you could be making a mokum tzar because Reb Kivi Eger said that even in the original gzeire, if Rechitza Bechamim legoz Rubem Mokim Tzah. But we see from Reb Moshe that he doesn't mean to be Semech and Rab Kiveiga. Because he had to say Stam. Rab Kiveiga said it's not a Gzeire. So the Welt says, Mucha for Reb Moshe that he learned like this. When Rab Kiveiga was Matar Rubem Mokim Tzah means a Festa Tzah. Festa Tzah. What Reb Moshe wants to be Matar is in a Shvacha Tzah. So mainly he wants to be Matar. Lemaise, it's very hard to be matir the mokim tzar, because the Trumas Hadeshen brings down that he says like this: why a person is allowed to go into a mikveh in Shabbos? Speaking now, it's an isur rechitze. Lachur, it's a metaken money. Moses says it's no gzeira metaken money. People will not think a person that is tome how he goes into a mikveh. Because people would think that he's not going in to the taken, he's just going in because he's cold. Because he's hot. He wants to cool himself. Lekar ratzmoy. People, I zogt to Tumas Hadeshen. Okay, this makes sense. If you go into a nice bath, if you go into a dirty mikveh, no one thinks you're trying to enjoy yourself. He says, no, they think that you came from the Derech Rechoiko, who molded Tzeo Vezeo. So Mele is cleaning himself, he's jumping in. No one will think that he's really going into Metakin Mane. Avol Bezman Hazeh zogt to Tumas Hadeshen. Sheno Hadu, Shelo Yroichtzim Betzoinen. So no one will think that he's bobbing a derech and he has zeya and tzor because he knows that he never rinses. Shaitu Masadeshen, that the minig if not to rinse in tzoinen, it's even if you cover with zeya v'tzoya. Someone says, I'm full with zeya v'tzoya. I've never given the minig for the ma'aril that if you're sweating and you're full with tzoya, the minig was that we don't take a cold shower. So no one will come and say, yeah, but I'm full with dirt and I'm schwitzing in Eretz Yisrael. I think how much you schwitz, you don't become full with tzoya. Yeah? And if the Tumas Hadeshen said that the minig was that even if you cover with tzoya and zeya, you don't go into rinse, so the Tumas Hadeshen for sure was mach. Now again, Reb Moshe says this is to go in into the water. But if you take a shower, avdem nish given the minig, avdem nish given the minig. Not everyone is masking. Some want to say that the showers today are not called lehishtatef, are called rechitza. Chazal or oyser and besamerchetz. The shaila how we mind. The meaning was because there were goyzer b'shem schite, and there were goyzer merchetzos. The main rinse in that day was besamerchetz. Shtifa was just, you know, they poured a bucket of water over your head. But when you go to yeshiva, you have a room full with showers, not even one bath. This is the way they rinse here. This is the Beis HaMerchatz. Go to the mikveh of Shabbos. Oh, there's no baths. This is a room full with hundreds of people. Everyone's taking showers. This is the Beis HaMerchatz. This is the Beis HaMerchatz in our days. So, could be that even if we say that the minig was only in Merchatzos, not in Shtifa, not everyone is masking with the Reb Moshe that was so poshut that showers today are called shtife, not called rechitza. This is the rechitza. Someone tells me, I'm going to clean myself. What do you think? He's going to sit in the bath. Maybe if he's a spoiled guy, yeah? Normal mensch. Go and take a shower, yeah? It cleans better, I think. But let me show you. We have a system. Then the pshat, what was shtifa? You took a packet of water, you poured it, after a second it's over, yeah? Best thing is, you went into the water, you sat, you cleaned yourself, you rubbed yourself, yeah? Put one pail of water over your head, you're not even getting wet, the whole of your body. But in our days, forget the shower is mamish. Shafta mayim besasim, b'shefa. The bath is not b'shefa. So you have to know, this was some new person who wanted to tell that what Reb Moshe says, Motzanu that shtife is kal mirechitze, it's not muchach that shtife is kal. He says, why did Mishtabu didn't say noagu? You're right, it was not so much a mirek that day, it's because nishgiven azach azach. But the same way they asked it under rechitze, because that was the way that people cleaned in that days. So about the shtife today is like rechitze. The Shmir Shabbos Kiel Choso brings down from Shlom Zalman that shower is like Rechitze, and Vav Mishnebura brings down that the minig was that we don't take a cold Rechitze in Shabbos V'yontef, but mainly you're not allowed to take a shower in Shabbos V'yontef. As he says, if it's a Mokim Tzar, he's sweating, you can be Mitzar if the Rav Kivei Eger, she Mokim Tzar Loi Gozru. So if they're Loi Gozru on the original Gzere, for sure they were not Gozer here. Also, it's a bit mechudish. First, we said that Pashas, we see from Reb Moshe that Reb Kivei Eger meant the Tzar Godel Moed. We see from the Tumas Hadeshen that Reb Kivei Eger meant the Tzar Godel Moed, because Reb Kivei Eger, Tumas Hadeshen says, with dirt. And Bichlal, if the Shaila is if this minig not to take a cold shower is related to the Gzeirev Chazal. If it's related to the Gzeirev Chazal, so if Reb Kivei Eger says that in the original Gzeir they were not Goyz of Mokim Tzar, the mimic also doesn't apply to Mokim Tzar. Yeah? But if the Gzeir is Merchatzos, Shemo, he will the balonim will use the fire in Shabbos. Of that, Rabbi Kveige says, "Bemokim tzar, they will not goyzer." However, if the minig is not to rinse in cold water, is because gzeira from schita, from tiltul, from mitzah, who said bemokim tzar le goyzer? And the minig was different things. But the Velt is more from that. Even if the Mokim Tzar Le Gozru, for sure when you sweat, they were Gozru. Why? The main exerah that they didn't want, that the Balomi, the guy that in charge on the swimming pools, will run it in Shabbos. Now, in the old days, though, if you know, not everyone had a private shower in your house. You went to the public shower, yeah? So what are the days that people needed to use showers? When it was cold or when it was hot? They were schwitzing, they went to the showers. Now, when they're schwitzing, they're not geyser. These are the geysers. That if it became schwitzing in Shabbos, the balonim will say, no, le gozer. When you sweat, they don't. That is the geyser. When you don't need the water, they were geyser. You could say, when someone has temperature, they were not geyser. Mamokim choyli. Mamokim tsar of dirt, of them is the base of merchet. This is the geyser. That dirty people will come to the Merchatz in Shabbos, and the Baloni will say that they prepared the water, hot water from Erev Shabbos, and they will say, he'd like them Erev Shabbos, and they made Exeir. So you could use a lot of the Heidegger against the Shmir Shabbos, and wanted them to tzarif it. Again, Reb Moshe said something else. Reb Moshe said, and the hot water of the Exeir is not talking. And the new meaning of the Maharal. That even the Tzoyin is also, then Reb Moshe wants to say, B'shaor is not so partial if the minig exists or not. So if it's hard for you and you feel sweat, well, Reb Moshe is matir, no one else is matir. But to use the Reb Kiveh Eger, Reb Adam Mikadosh, this reason Reb Moshe himself didn't use the Reb Kiveh Eger. He knows Reb Kiveh Eger said, and the Gzeirev Chamim Le Gozru. But the Reb Kiveh Eger means when someone is sick, not when someone is dirty. So the Shmuel Shabbos said he's chilek and Moshe that shower is also betzoynet, but he wants to say that the head of Rabbi Kveiger exists. So to take a cold shower in Shabbos and Yontif. Chaim Kanievsky b'shem Chazanish also, Milchasi Tzchok also. Shmuel Shabbos says also b'mokim tzar is mati, but besides not so poshut. Reb Moshe says b'mokim tzar you could be maker. The poison tied that if you learn Masechta Shabbos, it's mashma that Rav Kiveh Eger is nish gerecht. One of the Gemaras in Shabbos is the Gemara says you're not allowed to put a hot water bottle on your stomach in Shabbos for refuah. The sugya of refuah. The Gemara says why? Because maybe it will break. And b'meila nimtzo that he washes himself b'chamim in Shabbos. Rashi says he's putting the hot water bottle because he has stomach pains. So we see that it was goyzer, even b'mokim choyli. B'mokim choyli they were not goyzer, so it's gzeir l'gzeir, not mistaba. B'meila, not mistaba that Kiveh Eger was maker. This is the reason most people asmach b'chazon ish. Chaim Kanievsky, Michasi Tzchok, I'm sure Zalman, even that he himself as Meikel B'tzar, did not take cold showers in Yontif or in Shabbos. Reb Moshe Feinstein is Meikel B'mokim Tzar. Reb Moshe was Meikel. So, if Reb Moshe maybe is a Mokim to be Meikel, maybe, we'll get it. So, again, without Reb Moshe, we stop. So we can't go ahead. There's no heter. With Reb Moshe, we could go ahead. As the Mokim Tzar, Avad, it can't mean stop. All of this is about taking a cold shower. I'm saying again, there's a big smolas against Reb Moshe that today this is mamish called like a rechitze, even though it's a pe'ula of shtifa. Now we're going about, but you know, this is taking a cold shower. No one wants to take a cold shower. Not a gishmak. So the shaila is about taking a warm shower, a hot shower. You're allowed to or you're not allowed to? And the Shulchan Aruch of Hilchos Shabbos, it says like this: Osur lirchoitz kol gufoi, afilu eiver eiver levad, afilu b'mayim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. Water that was worn before Shabbos, you're not allowed to rinse yourself, all of your body in Shabbos, even if you do eiver eiver. Bein bekli, bein bekarka, bein lishpoich, bein lishtatef. Aber mutor licho it's pod of yoda veraglo. Why are you not allowed to take a hot shower? Now we're going mi'ikar dina de gemor, you're not allowed to take a hot shower, even if the water was warm before Shabbos. Why? Gzeire, that if you use, again, what we said, gzeires merchatzois it's called, Chazal said, if you're allowed to take a hot shower in Shabbos, even if the water was warm before Shabbos, the baloney will come to you, warm it up in Shabbos. This is the reason the Mishnah Berurah says, lefichoch, it's a din of the Gemara, you're not allowed to take a hot bath in Shabbos. Mogim shenoagim lehochem es hamikveh, tzorich leizor shelo yeh rak poishrim. Shim loiken osur lidbol boy. Mishnah Berurah says, in a hot mikveh, you're not allowed to tovel. Ze isur maim shehuchmu be'erev Shabbos, osur lichetz kol gufay. Shem zaman oyev, I would say, alamol and shir, that if a person takes the train in London, the Shabbos, goes from city to city, his stomach's okay. The guy drives it. However, if you do it, you're called the Shagans. He says, to go into hat mikveh in Shabbos, Pasha's the Yisur Gomu. Otherwise, we mach those meis na'ilikayit. So we have to know, again, is Sforim are written to find a teirim why people go into hat mikveh in Shabbos. But you have to know again, for people that don't have a Messiah, as a isu. Before we said as a minig, not to jump into shavuos, into the cold water, 6 o'clock in the morning to wake up, or 3 o'clock to spend your evening. Yeah, avad. But I'm saying this is in a cold mikveh, and a hot mikveh. You know, the stipend of Moshe was marked with the go Shabbos morning to the mikveh. Okay, when he went out, he didn't touch himself, he didn't wipe himself. Mishter, all the people, they go out of the water, they hold themselves. The body, no, here, not even to put their hands down. There'll be no schita, mamish. And this, and then they put the clothes on, you know, a couple of minutes, and they put the clothes on, no towels, garnished. Say, well, you have to know how to go to a mikveh in Shabbos. If you go. But, you have to know, most of these people will makpid not to go into a hot mikveh. We'll see later what it's called, pleasant. But a hot mikveh, you have to know the Mishnah Berurah says that it's osu midina de gemore. Shabbos brings down again. The teirim of the other people is of that were not goyza, and mokim mitzvah they were not goyza. But a person that doesn't have a minig has to know to go into hat mikveh in Shabbos. It's the gzeiras merchatzos isu derabbanan shegozru al chamim shehuchmu be'erev Shabbos. If it's not hot, if it's cold. So me'ikar adin, you're allowed to. Again, we spoke before, it's a different isur. Noagu. But lots of the noagu, evoke a mitzvah avada, the noagu doesn't exist. Now, what is called pleasant? So first, the Mishnah Berurah is mitzayin that in the Rambam is mashma, could be that even pleasant is also. But me'ikar adin is mashma that some say that what you're allowed to do in pleasant, what is not called hot, that you're not enjoying the heatness, the hot. Some say it has to be more cold from usual. It doesn't have to be freezing. Some say that it's 37 degrees. The place can say that if people call it hot, it's not good. One of the Gedolim said, you can't call it, no, this is not called hot. But when it comes to take a shower, Erev Shabbos, the mitzvah to take bechamim, you call this heis chamim. Yeah? So decide. If it's chamim for Erev Shabbos, it's also for Shabbos. Chamim doesn't mean to cook. You don't have to cook yourself inside. In Erev Shabbos, you have to take a shower with chamim. And you're not allowed to take a shower in Shabbos with chamim. All of this is Huchmu Be'erev Shabbos. What happened if it's Huchmu B'Shabbos? You're not allowed to take even one Eiver, you're not allowed to rinse. What is Huchmu B'Shabbos and what is Huchmu B'Erev Shabbos? Huchmu B'Shabbos doesn't mean without Aveira. Aveira is also anyways. It's Ma'aseh Shabbos. Huchmu B'Shabbos is, even the Mashal was a Pikuach Nefesh and you had to prepare water for someone or a guy. Now, here's a big Reb Shlomo Zalman that would be very negeh. What would it be if it was Huchmu B'Shabbos without a human being? You put on the boiler before Shabbos and it gets warm in Shabbos. The Dud Shemesh warms it up in Shabbos. You put it on the fire before Shabbos and it warms in Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman Erbach holds this is called Huchmu Me'erev Shabbos. Huchmu B'Shabbos means it was a Pe'ula. There were geyser, or to the Balonim, something that was a Pe'ula in Shabbos, there were geyser. But if the Pe'ula was before Shabbos, there were not geyser. And a lot of priests can say, no, Huchmu B'Shabbos is also. Huchmu B'Shabbos is also. The Nafkamina is, that in most of the Choshevei Mikvos, there are Makbid, to be choshish to Reb Shlomo Zalman. And the Ainu, they warmed the water before Shabbos, but they shut it. Because the water, the hot water from Erev Shabbos, it gets cold. You have to have the radiator going again and again. So, especially, it's very expensive to have it running the whole night. So they have the radiator goes off, Shabbos clock. 8 o'clock in the evening, and 6 o'clock in the morning, the radiator starts to work. That is Mayim Shehuchmu B'Shabbos. That really is much more chamu. Even one Eiver is also. So they're makbid, most of the Choshev Mikvah is that it doesn't go out. What?
Understand.
If the water
speed up means it goes from, let's say,
25
to
35. That's pretty helpful.
Or means it goes from
35
to
38. That's pretty helpful. No, even without the Yatzilelis. Again, what is considered not Huchmu before Shabbos, and now it got warm in Shabbos, it's called Huchmu. But not only that, even if it's hot before Shabbos, if you keep it hot in Shabbos, not you keep, the water stays hot because it was cooked before Shabbos. It boils again and again over Shabbos. This is Machlokes, if it's called Huchmu B'Shabbos. But all of this is in Shabbos, and in Shabbos, Mele, it's not so negera. Because Lemaise, the meaning was niskabel and klali soil, not to take showers in Shabbos. Cold showers in Shabbos, and for sure not warm showers in Shabbos. The Shaila is the Gabi Yontif. So the halacha is like this. Mutor lehochem, you're allowed to warm yontef, you're allowed to cook water for drinking. You're allowed to warm water to rinse your hands, your face, and your feet. You're not allowed to warm water and yontef for washing all of your body. The shaila is why? Oichel nefesh, and tzarech oichel nefesh is mutar and yontif. Nechleku ha-Rambam v'teisvus. The Rambam says, there were goyzer otum erchatzos. People were warm water and yontif, they were warm in Shabbos. And we know the merchatzos was a place that the balonim chazal were very... And Teisvus says, no, yontif, you're allowed, there's no gzeres merchatzos in yontif. It's not called shovel echol nefesh. Everyone needs to wash his hands and his feet. But the whole body, people don't need to. Came some person and said, okay, Abarazay, today, you're allowed to. Shovel l'chol nefesh. Most human beings take a shower once in 2 days. Maybe once a day. I heard some Americans even twice a day. I think this is not shovel l'chol nefesh. But This is what some person want to say. It's not such a big nafkimina, because even so, that we'll say that it's mutter, but we have the Rambam that is gzeirah b'chatzoris. Most poskim hold that it's not called shoveh lechol nefesh, and they explain like this. Even bizman chazal, ever, you're allowed to rinse. We'll get to it in a second. But while some people were not so easternist, they have to take a shower every day, it's called not shoveh lechol nefesh. The Moshe, to take a bath, this really is not shoveh lechol nefesh. Not every guy takes a bath every day. Right? So, is a part of the rinsing that is not called shoveh lechol nefesh. And there were geyser on every part onto the other part. So now, this is the klal legabi warming up water in Shabbos and Yontif. Now, again, you want to take a shower in Yontif, we're speaking without the meaning. Then we'll make a sikkum of everything together. You want to take, without the meaning of the Ma'aril, Mi'ikar Din and the Gemara, you want to take a nice warm shower in Yontif. Zog the Shulchan Aruch, Mutal, Lichoitz B'mayim Shehuchmu B'erev Yontif, Kol Gufay. You're allowed to. Aval Loi B'merchotz. Here is a huge vikuach. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you're allowed to go in Yontif and take a shower. Tov Kuf Yud Aleph. Mutol li hochem biyotef maim lichot yodav aval lo ikol gufoy ve'afilu ein roich tzu bevasachas. אבל במים שהוכמו מערב יונטף, מותר לחץ כל גופוי אפילו כאחות. שיטה שמחה בה. אבל אם יונטף יולאותו, מים שהוכמו בערב יונטף. ומי הוא דווקא חוץ למרחץ? אבל במרחץ עושו. אותו גזיר הסבלוני. So the Mechaba says you're allowed to take a warm shower in Yontif. So some poskim taina that merchatz, our showers are called merchatz. Gzeiras habalonim. Again, even if you say in a private house not, but in a yeshiva that is a whole area that is called the shower area, this is like a base of merchatz. This is an area that is hot water for people to rinse themselves. So could be even lefit mechaber. Even so, the Rambam says, also, you're not allowed to take a shower with hot water that was warm before Yontif and Yontif. Why? Two reasons. Other gzeiras merchatzos, other that people will come to warm water in Yontif. Mishnah Berurah says, Eiver is muta. So again, hot water in Yontif. The Fidr Ramo, you're not allowed to take a whole shower, you're allowed to take Eiver. The Mishnah Berurah says again, the heter of Eiver is only Shalei v'Beis HaMerchetz. V'Beis HaMerchetz is also. If we paskin that our showers have a din Beis HaMerchetz, so you can't take a shower, even Eiver, the Fidr Ramo. Again, all of this is with hot water. Poishrim, we said again, we don't know what is poishrim, then you're allowed to. Someone to say that in the merchatz, even poishrim is also. Huchmu beyontef, even ever is also. Again, what is huchmu beyontef? The firib shlom ezam and oyabach. If the boiler goes on in Yontif, it's also Uchmu B'Yontif. If the Dutchemish makes the water in Yontif, it's also Uchmu B'Yontif. And then we don't have a Heter of Eiver. So here we're going again to a very important detail. A person says, okay, I will take a shower Eiver. We tell him 1 second. Uchmu B'Yontif, and Mishabura says that it's also. So first, if it's a Melchatz, it's no Heter anyways. even if it's not a merchatz. So if it's not a shaila, if we look at it like hukum biyotef or not. Lemaisa, the hot water, the five guys before you took showers, there's no water, there's no water that went into the boiler, no water that went into the shemesh, it's hukum biyotef. So like this. If someone took a shower before you, it's also for you to take a shower. Because that water was warmed up in Yantef for you. If no one took a shower, just the system went on, now, so I want to misader first what we have la aloche, and then we'll see the problems that we have. A person that wants to go in to step into a shower in Yantef. Then later I'll say a little bit kulas about the ikar is the chumras. A person wants to take a shower, a cold shower, hot shower. Comes in Yantef, wants to take a shower. So we tell him, the Chazanish said it's nothing more to do, just go away. Chaim Kanievsky said it's nothing more to do, just go away. But could be, he has a eitzah. He could do eiver. With cold water, I speak about with cold water, the lower level. But eitzah, if he wants to do eiver, lechur has no problem. Even though there's no mefurash in Mishnah Berurah like that, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's a minhag today not to take a cold shower. It doesn't say that what eiver you're allowed to. But it's not changing all over every time when he says the heter of Eiver, he doesn't say, oh, but by the way, it's another Yisum. Again, the Svara would be that it would be Osu, because we'll say like this. Chazal will assert Gzeire Balonim. If it's a Shinui, there's no Gzeire. Over here, the Gzeire is that he will make a Yitzoe, a Gzeire Mitzad Schite. But the Maisa, the place you want to say that if you do Eiver, it cannot be also. So Me'ikar Adin Eiver with cold water, you have a heter. Me'ikar Adin Eiver, you have a heter. Again, the Neter and the Maisa are noig not to. But if someone wants to, and he's Bemokim Tzar, he wants to be Sevech and Remoshe to make Eiver, Yesh Al Mal Yismoich. Yesh amal ismech meikar adin. But if it's not Eiver, we said, K'day Yisrael paskin, that it's also, and Moshe says, Mokim tzar is mutar. All of that is when the water is cold, or maybe even when the water is poishri. Now we go into the second child. Say that. Not speaking about that cold water. You want to take a warm, pleasant shower? You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. L'chure, if it's huchmu be'erev Shabbos, and you close the boiler, and you close the dud shemesh, l'fi de mechaber it's muter, l'fi de ramo it's also, but the Mishnah Berurah says, eiver, you're allowed to. If it's huchmu and Shabbos, or it's a suffix huchmu and Shabbos, then the Mishnah Berurah already says that it's also. Even if you do Eiver. This is bad, the Ikar Aloch. But here's another problem. Even if you want to be Makel, to do Eiver, even if you want to be Makel to do Eiver, with hot water, you want to be maker to do Eiver without water, you have to know that it's a big problem how you take the water out. Why? Because when you take out the water, no water will come in. So Be'etzim, Shabbos for sure is a problem. But we're speaking about Yantef. L'chur, you say in Yantef, you're allowed to cook water in Yantef. Abba said, you're only allowed to cook Oichel Nefesh. Mishchanoch says klo. You're not allowed to warm water even to rinse Eiver. You're not allowed to do that because it's not called Shomel Echol Nefesh. So when you take a shower, the next water that is coming in is only for a shower. Especially in the yeshiva Levashel. A lot of sinks, b'chal, don't have hot water. The regular sinks just have water coming out. The hot water is in the shower. So when you take hot water, you're causing the new water will come in, but that water will be cooked in Shabbos and Yontif. And it's chash yisul d'ayreis. So a lot of the rabbanim that want to be matir to do ever, it's only if you close the way the water will come in to the water that is there already, that you'll not be considered mevashal on that water. But if it's considered mevashal on that water, the mele is not samar sheheta. Some rabbanim want to say that if you have a duchemesh, it's not electric, then be'etzer the shayla of mevashal deer is much easier, because not everyone holds that it's called mevashal. Big suffix in the Shmir Shabbos kilchoso. The mele says deer, it's easier to do eva, because even it's bichlal not clothed that it's called ma'ase bishul, it's called bishul of water. So deer you could do eva, even with warm water and yom. So it comes out lema'ase. A regular shower to take, if it's not a real shas atchak, kosher me'oid me'oid lehakel. A real warm shower to take, kimat is no heta. A real warm shower to take, kimat is no heta. Chuchmu be'erev Shabbos, and maybe it's chuchmu b'Shabbos. But if you have to take a shower, so the best madrega is to take a cold shower. It doesn't have to be freezing cold, but a cold shower, and to do it eva. But again, you have to know, when you do a cold shower and you're mixing in also hot water, you're causing new hot water to come in to the boiler, or to the place, and then could be, it'll be a Yisur and Shabbos. So it could be a lot of times you'll have to take a freezing shower, not to cause Bishul and Shabbos. I'm saying, some want to be Mekel and Adut Shemesh. Some want to be Mekel and Adut Shemesh. But Me'ikir Adin, again, even a cold shower is only been booking Tzar v'Hefzet. A warm shower, Be'etzem, if it's a real Tzar of Kneger, is matter. We said, Pashas, we don't have a header for a real hot shower, if it's Sfarim, if it's Ashkenazi, for sure not. Especially, we said, maybe it's called Beis HaMerchetz, and maybe it's also a few Eivar Eivar. Shas Atcha Godl, you can be making to do Eivar Eivar, but not Kol HaGuf. This is Shas Atcha Godl, you could be making to do Eivar Eivar. Without that, the Minag HaYareim is not to do even Eivar Eivar, even by cold. They hold that in our days, it's Ki'ilu Beis HaMerchetz, and the gzeira was that the minig is mitzad tzchita. So b'meila the minig was even b'chai gavne that ever not to do it. But I'm saying me'ikar adin you're allowed to. So lemaise, I don't want to become. We have to know the chazanish asert. B'chaim can ask you asert. Reb Moshe brings down that the minig was li'isu. He says it's a strange minig and that, but the minig was that no one takes showers. This is the minig. Even cold showers. So someone there giving out Eva, but that's really a chumrah. But to take a real shower, it's not the right thing. A hot shower already could be that it's also not only that it's not the right thing to take a hot shower. A hot shower could be taken that it's also to take because it's considered chamim shuchmu merav Shabbos. To take a full shower, very shvel. Again, לפיד מחבר אז אסו, לפיד רמות, לפיד מחבר אז מותר, איבר איבר, לפיד רמות, רוחמו ברב שבס, איבר איבר אז מותר, אבל כל גוף אז אסו, רוחמו בשבס, אפילו איבר איבר, אז אסו, איבר לפיד רמות. סתם.